What is going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the party. Man, we got a good one today. We're going to talk about commitment, challenges, and creativity, and how all three of these combine create the a fascinating storm to getting amazing results. And so before we dive into that, if you are new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner and fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call Hello Fitness, a real estate investor, a husband, a father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. So let's talk about this idea of challenges, commitment, and creativity. And so this last week, I was at a seminar where there was, it's like a real estate seminar slash mindset seminar. And it was funny because, like, out of all the speakers, all of them were really big in real estate. They were all they're all best-selling authors, had made, you know, had made the top selling list for a long time. And it was funny, they were all like, the thing that they all had in common was they always talked about that the most important real estate is real estate right here, right between your ears, right? And I thought that was funny coming from guys who were really big in real estate. They talked about all the success was right here. And I believe that health and fitness is very much the same. Although everybody wants, you know, the real estate down here to look amazing, it all starts with the real estate up here to make sure you're on point first. And so one of the speakers, he basically said that he has four things he looks for when it comes to being successful in real estate. He talks about you need courage, you need commitment, you need creativity, you need chutzpah, right? Which is basically like having the cojones, having the balls actually go and like, go do it, go take some risk, right? And so I started thinking about that. I was like, well, when it comes to health and fitness, I think a lot of those are very similar, but there's also one other one I think that is super important, and that is commitment, challenges, and creativity, right? When you have all three of those things, you're able to be successful when it comes to transforming your body. And so challenges, I think, are really, really fun. It's something that I love to do because all of a sudden challenges make it into a game, and games make things fun. And when things are fun, all of a sudden you're more likely to do it. And so let me tell you a story about 3 years ago. It's almost been 3 years ago. I decided to do a really crazy challenge. I was at one of the lowest points in my fitness, career, I guess, at that point, I guess you'd call it. I was not working out. I was not feeling good about myself. I was weak, I was not strong, and I was just like low energy, just not feeling good about myself from a standpoint of physically not feeling good about myself, but also like emotionally, I was feeling incongruent because I was the person who was selling this idea of fitness, and I myself was not doing any fitness or anything for that matter. And so I decided to make this challenge that I was going to gain 40 pounds. I was gonna gain 40 pounds, as much muscle as I possibly could in 6 weeks, 42 days, right? Which is a lot. So basically it's like gaining almost a pound a day, which is a lot. And so it was a big challenge, right? And I wasn't quite sure if I could do it, but I was committed to it. And so now it's time to how to get creative. How do I make it happen, right? And so that was kind of the mindset that went into it. I just decided I wanted to get to it. Didn't matter how I was gonna get there, I just decided I was gonna make it happen. And so that's what I did. And through the whole process, I had a general plan of what I needed to do to get there, but ultimately, like, it took a lot of creativity to make sure that I ended up finishing the challenge. It took a lot of commitment too, because I remember like 7 days into the whole thing, I remember it was like, oh, it was fun. I had to eat all this food. I was working out twice a day, and it was like 7 days in, I was like, oh man, like it hit me like a man. I don't even know what it hit me like. Just like the new car smell, the motivation, the like, this is fun, eating all this food, and working out twice a day was fun for about the first 7 days. And all of a sudden it was like, whoa, this is gonna be freaking hard. This is not gonna be easy. This is gonna test me physically, but also emotionally. And it was at that moment I had that first like make or break point where I was like, man, am I really committed to this? I remember lying there in bed, just like sweating. I was eating so like, think about this from a food standpoint, it was like eating Thanksgiving dinner every single day, four times a day. It was like, again, in the beginning it was fun, but it stopped getting fun really, really fast. You just like felt so full, you could barely move. It would take probably half hour to 45 minutes to eat each meal. And then you had to go work out. And I was working out for, again, twice a day, it's an hour and a half each session, which is about 3 hours a day. And again, about that. But that 7 days in where I was like, whoa, this is going to be difficult, right? And really test my commitment level. And I could really easily, I remember like thinking like, why am I doing this? Like, this is why? And I tested my commitment level at that point, but because I made this commitment to myself that I was like, going to do it, and I told everybody I was going to do it, I put it out there. Like I was like, all right, I'm committed, I'm 100% all in. So now I just have to get creative. Like, how do I sell myself and continue to do this for the next, man, what 30, what was it, 35 days? And that's what it was. And I remember telling myself, I was like, okay, I just got to like tell myself like the story. Like I get to share the story. I get to like tell about this experience. I get to talk about all the challenges I'm overcoming. I can talk about this feeling right now. I remember telling myself that, and that's what was able to get me through it, and just trying to find ways, little things to enjoy the process as we went through the whole process, as I went through this whole thing. But ultimately, like, that was one of the biggest challenges that I overcame. And like by day 42, I ended up gaining 40 pounds. I went from 191 pounds to 231 pounds, and you know, it's crazy, you know, all natural, no drugs, nothing like that, just eating lots of food, working out. Lots of hours a day. Again, it was one of those moments that I was just like, I was very proud of myself, right, for being able to make that commitment, stick to it, and just have that commitment. Because ultimately, like, it wasn't necessarily about the gaining of the 40 pounds. That wasn't the coolest part. The coolest part was my commitment level to know that even when things got hard, I still followed through. And my creativity to like sell myself on, like, number one, how do I get to the goal? But secondly, like, how did you get creative enough to like continue to sell myself on, like, this is fun, like, I need to continue to do this. And like, those are the skill sets that I really use still to this day, that was able to springboard me to being consistent now for over, like, that was 3 years ago, and I'm still able to continue to be consistent and enjoy the process. And that, like, it was that challenge right there that gave me the skill sets to continue to find creative ways to stay committed. And to find these little challenges in my life that make it fun, make it into a game. That's also what this whole thing is about, is like make it into a game. And that was like another little piece I took from the seminar as well, was that all these, like, these best-selling authors, these guys who had made mega millions inside real estate, they just thought everything is a game. It was just fun. They just enjoyed the process. And I see that a lot in health things for myself, is that I would just find challenges and little fun things in my health and fitness to make it fun and exciting and gamify the process. And so that's really my message for you, is that if you don't like health and fitness, or you're not having fun with it, well, like, it's because you're not having fun, because you're choosing to look at it from the standpoint of like, this is not fun, I don't like this, right? So like, find a way that you can enjoy the process, some way, make a game out of it, whether it's like a mini challenge, whether it's like you be able to sell yourself on the story you're writing. But if you're able to gamify the process, right? Like, maybe it's how many times you're working out. Like, I worked out for, you know, 2.5 years straight. You know, that's fun for me. Like, I have to track that streak. So there's certain ways, like, if you like to use an app, you like to track your app inside there, and you see the streak, or you like to track your calories or your steps or whatever it may be. There's so many little things that you can track, so many metrics, so many numbers that you can use to gamify this process that makes it fun and exciting. And ultimately, that's what it's about. It's about being creative enough to, like, okay, like, if I'm going to do this forever, which, again, if you're going to do something, especially when it comes to health and fitness, like, do it forever. Like, just have the right mindset going in. And so how do I sell myself on that? Like, that's the question you should actually be asking yourself. And once you figure that out, and it's like, okay, how do I have fun? And like, this game will change over time. Continue to find different ways. Maybe you want to do different types of exercise. Maybe you want to eat different types of food. Like, ultimately, gamify the process. Have fun with it. And when you're able to do that, it becomes really, really easy. And so something that's for you today is that if you are struggling with your health and fitness, it's because you're not creating these little challenge opportunities to give yourself a commitment to be creative. And when you're able to do that, all of a sudden it gets really fun. So anyway, hopefully that message really resonates with you. If it does, please like, comment, share, all the good stuff. And right now I'm going to drop my 42-day build head lasting guide for you. I challenge you to take that on. It's 100% free, right? I'm going to drop that down here. It's 100% free. So I challenge you to take it on, commit to it, get creative, make all the recipes. And there's recipe guides, there's the meal plan in there. And yeah, it's just a game changer, right? And a grocery list as well. I'm giving that to you absolutely free. So I challenge you, take that on, get it, and start taking back control of your health and your life. So without further ado, my name is Logan Manzanares, and I am out. Bye.